What would it look like if you could add some mindfulness to your everyday life? If you could help to make yourself more aware, more present in your daily moments? What would a practice around mindfulness look like for you? A lot of times we think of that as meditation. Today, I'm excited to share with you something new that I've been trying to help build my own mindfulness practice. It relates to drawing circles and connecting circle drawing to breath. I can't wait to share it with you. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Mom First, which is a way that you can add some mindfulness to your daily life through the drawing of circles. As moms, we often want to cultivate mindfulness. We want to be more aware of our present moment, especially when we're with our kids. When you're mindful, you are able to slow down and have an awareness about the present moment. And we want that. We want to be present. We want to appreciate those beautiful moments in our everyday lives. We want to have gratitude for those moments. And yet, at the same time, we're pulled in so many different directions that it can be really hard to truly be in the moment. For example, I know for me, if I'm not careful, I can easily find myself thinking about work, maybe checking email, maybe even responding to email instead of being in the moment or playing with my kids when I'm at home. And what I'm intending during that time is that I be there and be present with them. It's one of the reasons I've started actually putting my phone in a drawer at home when I'm hanging out with my kids. Maybe you can relate to that. Or maybe instead of enjoying that walk or time in the car with your teen, you spend that time thinking about all the projects at home that need to happen or the appointments that need to get made. Maybe you think you're being present, but you are actually thinking of the next fun thing that you want to do instead. Maybe your days are so jam-packed with activities and with running from here to there that you never actually get to sit and just be in that moment and truly enjoy it. Maybe instead of enjoying the time and space you have to yourself or with your partner or with your kids, or maybe even while you're walking the dog, you're instead spending that time thinking about what you're going to make for dinner the next day, what meal prep you have to do, what you need to get from the grocery store, whether you have all the school supplies. My friends, when we spend our time being elsewhere, instead of being present where we are, we miss our life. What's worse in some ways is that we miss the precious, precious time that we have with our families, with our loved ones, with our children. We all lament how quickly our children grow up. And yet, when we have the opportunity to be there and be present with them in those moments, regardless of how you actually spend your day, whether you're at work or at home, I'm talking about those moments when you're at the dinner table with your kid, when you're riding in the car with your kid, when you're on a walk with them, when you're sitting down to color or to play with them, or when they are asking you to do those things. When you cannot be present in those moments, you're missing them. And that's a tragedy. My big hope with doing this podcast, Mom First, is to help all of you moms out there, especially working moms, to ditch your overwhelm and your anxiety so that ultimately you can feel better and really then be finally truly in a space where you are getting the most out of this incredible season of life. That means being able to be present when you're at work, to be present when you're with your kids. If you are thinking that any of this sounds familiar, like you can't necessarily focus on the moment in front of you, like your head is just filled with the appointments that need to be made, the projects that need to get done, the parts of the house that need to be cleaned, the laundry that needs to be folded, the dog that needs to get to the vet, the meals that need to be prepped. If that is what you're thinking about instead of being able to be present, then please just know that you're not alone. And also, it doesn't have to be that way. You can train your mind to be more focused in the present moment. I know because I've done it. One of the most powerful, impactful ways to improve our quality of life as moms is to slow down and appreciate the moment. Be present in the moment. There is so much that we can do to move into that space of appreciation for the everyday moment. I believe that being able to be mindful and aware of and appreciative of the moment that you're in allows you to recognize and celebrate the extraordinary gift that is the ordinary moment. I like to make the ordinary moments extraordinary by adding in a smidge of joy and fun. And I find that a prerequisite for me for experiencing joy and fun is to acknowledge the extraordinariness of the ordinary moments in our lives. So while I can chat with you all day about joy and our extraordinary, ordinary days, the truth is that a mindfulness practice is a prerequisite for me to be able to experience these things. We use mindfulness to build joy by slowing down and savoring the present moment, and by allowing the present moment to be what it is instead of attempting to make it into something else. But in a world where we are always called to do more, be more, buy more, the act of mindfulness does not come naturally to many of us, yours truly included. It's for that reason that mindfulness is a truly rebellious act. I find that I purposefully really need to build purposeful, intentional mindfulness into my everyday life. And it's for that reason that I try to keep my eye out for things that might help me. And I'm curious by nature. So mixing things up a bit for me is really, really helpful. I'm not someone who is necessarily able to sit and do 10 minutes of meditation in the same spot to the same music at the same time every day. Maybe you are, and maybe that works for you. And if it does, that's wonderful. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's an awesome thing. That's just not quite where I am right now. But what I do like to promise myself is that even if I can't show up and do the 10 minutes of meditation in the corner against the wall, listening to the same music every day, I still can show up every day and do some kind of mindfulness practice. I can show up every day and incorporate a mindfulness activity into each day and to do that on purpose. And here is one that I recently discovered, and I'm really excited to share with you because I think as moms, we're really going to enjoy it. So this particular practice borrows on the Enso, which is a sacred symbol in the Zen school of Buddhism. An Enso is traditionally an unopened circle that is drawn using a brush with one single uninterrupted fluid movement. So if you're interested in knowing more about that, because I'm certainly not an expert on this, I have linked in the show notes some resources on the Enso. Today's practice, though, really relates to how we could use and take this practice and take it to where we are drawing a circle as, you know, perfectly as you can with one single movement while also connecting it with our breath. So imagine every day sitting at your table, and before you begin your day, you pick up your brush and you set your paper before you. You dip your brush in some ink or some paint, and then holding your brush perpendicular to the paper, take in one deep breath. And then as you release that breath, focus on drawing a circle in one single fluid movement. As you complete your exhale and your circle, you can pause and put down your brush. This act of connecting breath to movement can be so centering and grounding. It focuses our attention on what is right in front of us instead of what is happening in our minds or later in our day. I personally like to try as part of this practice to draw the perfect circle. And here's why, because hear me out on this. If you try to draw the perfect circle, you will find every time that you fall short. You can't do it, but nonetheless, you can try each time. I have found this idea of striving for perfection that I know I will not attain, so reaching for something where I know I will fall short, to be both empowering and freeing. Practicing drawing a circle, a perfect circle, actually helps me to kind of release some of my perfectionistic tendencies that I'm still holding on to a little bit in some areas of my life. This mindfulness practice, this particular way to do this, only takes a moment. I like to make it particularly reverential, though, using clean, crisp paper, a calligraphy brush, maybe even some ink, lighting a candle, perhaps. And I have found the drawing of a circle when connected with breath, again, to be just very centering and peaceful. I feel connected. And you can draw one circle connected with your one breath or go on to draw several circles layered over one another, with one another, maybe even using different shades. I've actually been thinking about possibly even trying this with my kids. So I've only been doing this for a short amount of time, but I think it would be kind of fun to give them a piece of paper, give them maybe some markers, maybe those markers that are like the brushes on one end. Have you seen those? And I think that this would be a really calming and peaceful way to begin a day. What's more is that you can consider other ways where you might mix up this practice a little bit. I've seen this done and tried with paper and ink, but I don't think you need to limit yourself in that way. You could use markers, pens, even dirt or air. It's really less about the means and more about the act of mindfully connecting breath to movement. And if you're not tied to the object or means of making the circle, then you have the freedom and opportunity to use this technique to center yourself wherever you are and with whatever you're doing. And finally, if you want to consider your work on this a little bit further, you could even think to yourself as you are completing your circle and looking at it, what your circle represents on that particular day. You can notice its imperfections. Think about what those mean. What are the imperfections in your life? Where are the areas where the brush stroke is smooth and where are the areas where it's not? What's inside the circle? What is outside the circle? Is the circle that you're drawing closed or unclosed? And what does that represent to you? So there's a lot of interesting ways that you can take this in. And ultimately, it's about incorporating a practice and creating a practice, cultivating a practice, really cultivating a practice that is going to work for you. I know that it's not easy to stay present and to be present throughout the day. And that's why I think having a mindfulness practice that's going to work for you can be really helpful to learn and practice how to do that, to remember what it feels like to be truly present and in the moment. As you start to practice and build up that skill of really being in the moment, you'll find that it's easy to appreciate the ordinary times and moments in your day. You'll start to have more fun and have more joy in those moments, and you'll start to make space for joy and fun in those moments. This isn't easy work, but this is meaningful and powerful work. This is the work that helps you to truly show up as the mom that you want to be, as the employee that you want to be, as the person that you want to be. And it sets an incredible example for your kids. So go first. Show them how to do this. Show them how to create a life where they are present and in the moment and enjoying it. They aren't going to get there on their own. You have to lead the way. You have to go first. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.